Trevor, you got behind in some early counts, but were able to really hit on the strikeout tonight. Just kind of take us through the outing.
Yeah, it was extremely inefficient. I think that would hit on the head. But as far as what we were trying to do, you know, we were trying to get to 100 pitches and we were trying to get six ups. And, you know, we did that by going pitching into the sixth. At the end, I got some help from them getting early outs. But, you know, overall, I thought it was a great outing by this point in spring training. All four pitches were working. Both fastballs were doing its job. At the end, I started getting lazy, and, you know, stuff wasn't as sharp. But you know, at this point in spring training, you know, we're pretty much in season mode now. I mean, opening day's a week from today, and, you know, it's got to be dialed in. So we accomplished what we wanted to do today. It was just extremely inefficient.
People back in Pittsburgh see you had eight strikeouts, six innings. Is it okay for them to think you're going to be a strikeout pitcher?
They can think that if they want. You know, strikeouts are good. You know, when I went in today, I didn't really have a lot of swing and misses in spring so far. I didn't really have a lot of weird swings, so kind of going into it today was, you know, kind of force the weak contact and force the weird swings, and we got that. Unfortunately, at the beginning, some of those weak swings got through the holes. But that's just baseball. That's how it happens. You know, like I said, we accomplished what we wanted to do today at this point in spring training, and we look forward to, you know, going 5 days from now and going into the season.
Does it help to have, like, these night start here at the end just to get adjusted to that kind of body clock?
Yeah, without a doubt. I was out to dinner. It's my wife's birthday today, so we were out to dinner last night celebrating. Okay. Of course, I know, of course, I get the night game on her birthday away, but it is what it is.
Incredibly far away.
Yeah, I told her, I said, hey, there's a 20% chance I get the game, and that's a 20% chance. We were eating dinner last night, and I was thinking, I was like, gosh, I have to pitch in 24 hours, and my body's just so asleep right now. Our internal clocks are used to waking up, you know, at 5:30 every day and getting to the yard, throwing our bullpens and getting thrown, you know, before noon, everything done before noon. To say I didn't feel it, I'd be lying. You have to, you know, do certain things to your body to wake itself up. But it's nice pitching that night. It's good getting acclimated to that. And, you know, at this point throughout the season, it's going to be night games for the most part.
Other than the heat it provided, the sun was not your friend today.
No, it was tough. I came out today. I've played way too many Florida State League games here. I know that sun comes right in your eyes for the first few innings. If it helped with my strikeout numbers, it turned the hitter's eye white, sure. But, you know, other than that, it's tough. It's the sun. It's a giant ball of fire. You can't do anything about it. It was windy as heck. I was worried every pitch my hat was going to fly off. It's just one of those things. It's the elements. I can't complain about it in Detroit or Pittsburgh early in the year. It's going to be cold. And you have to figure it out. And, you know, if it's brutal for me, it's brutal for the other team, too.